The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Don't forget to subscribe if you like the content, folks. We appreciate you subscribing to the videos wherever you are. And special hello to those of you who listen on the radio. Major victories in exposing the COVID vaccine. That's right. We are getting massive victories in exposing the COVID vaccine. In fact, I mean, just a few episodes ago, I had one of the biggest shows ever because we got the V-safe data thanks to Dell Bigtree and his group that sued to basically Freedom of Information Act, but to get the data. And we finally got the data, and it gave us 10 million people sample size of what of vaccinated people. What happened, and the numbers were far worse than we could have ever expected. I think it was 88 million adverse events that had occurred. Over 20 million people had to be hospitalized after the vaccine. I calculated the numbers from the 10 million sample size. That's a huge sample size, so you know it's much more accurate. And I've already done shows where I calculated the VAERS data. And those were big numbers, but now that we have the V-safe data, remember, these are the government numbers from America, CDC data, basically. It's what they use. VAERS was a small sample size. The V-safe was an app and was a huge sample size. And with the small sample size, when I calculated it, I knew it was going to be in the millions and said so. And then when we got the larger sample size due to a court order, they didn't want us to see any of this. It was game, set, match, I said. This V-safe data is game, set, match. It's over. Now, the media isn't going to tell you this, and they're going to keep going. They have no choice, folks. You're saying, Ben, if you're saying it's over, the V-safe data proves it beyond any doubt. Yeah, it's a 10 million people sample size. It's proof beyond a doubt that the vaccine is super deadly, or at least the sad thing is it didn't give the statistics of death in that. Or so I can't officially say that we know it is, because VAERS shows us that it's deadly. I believe I calculated from the VAERS data, 1.2 million people have died if you take the VAERS data. But when you compare the VAERS data to the V-safe data, which is a 10 million person sample size, when you look at adverse events, you can see, comparing the two, that the V-safe is much bigger, which I told people when I was calculating the VAERS data. I hope I'm not confusing people. But when I calculated the VAERS data, I told people that 1.2 million is on the safe end. It's probably worse in deaths. Now, the V-safe doesn't give me the deaths, at least the data that's been released so far. Hopefully we get the data that will do that. But adverse events, hospitalizations, we did get. And 20.2 million, I believe, people had to seek medical attention. I don't know if that's full hospitalization, but they had to seek medical attention after getting the vaccine, according to the V-safe data. I'm recapping a little bit here because I know not everyone watches every show, but if you didn't see that episode, you need to go back and watch it because it's huge. That is a huge victory. That is game, set, match. They can't hide anymore. Now you add that we have that data that is undeniable, data that the CDC had. So it's proof that the CDC was hiding information. And when they say safe and effective and still push you to get the vaccine, they're committing fraud, or they're trying to kill you or something, or at least damage you. They're trying to hurt you and harm you by having this data and not pulling the vaccine from the market and doubling down to tell you it's safe. So I didn't answer the question. So that I proposed, some people might ask, if that's true, Ben, and that data came out, then how can the mainstream media still, to this day, right now, they're going to promote the vaccine and act like it's all safe, and the mainstream media is going to keep saying you go out and get vaccinated, and they're going to run the PSAs. If you're right, how are they still doing that? Well, let me ask you this. How can they not? Do you expect them to say, oh, we're sorry. Now that we see the V-safe data shows that millions upon millions upon millions of people were damaged and harmed by our vaccine, and millions, most likely, according to the VAERS data, have died, if you calculate it properly. And we lied to you and committed fraud. We should be in prison. You should probably have, like, actual drag people into court and charge them for murder. And we were accessories to that murder because we were well aware that this data was out there. Even the media was aware. Folks, I was aware, and I've been giving you it, so they can't be not aware. And the big tech companies censored all this information and called us liars. And now the V-safe data proves that we told you the truth, and the big tech companies knew it, and they knew who to censor. They knew we were giving the truth. That's why they censored us. You think they're going to come out and say, sorry, we did all that? They can't. They'll go to prison. What are they left to do, folks? All they can do is say, Ben Armstrong's a liar. Censor him. Shut him up. Censor this data. Anyone who shares it, censor it. Disinformation. Because they're criminals. Because they could go to prison. What they're not going to say, oh, yeah, Ben's right. He caught us. Oh, yeah. What Del Bigtree caught us. Oh, yeah. All these people that told you the vaccine was harming millions of people were right. They can't say that. They went too far. All they can do now, folks, that would be like asking the Nazis to say, well, yeah, we just started gassing people and killing people. Yeah, we're guilty. You think they're going to do that? So do you think people at the CDC will ever tell you, oh, yeah, we did this? Even though their own data shows they did, they're caught red-handed. The V-safe data, look it up, folks, it's been forced to release, catches them red-handed. Still not a lot of people have done the calculation of that data. Remember, that is still a sample size. Unlike VAERS, which is a small sample size, even when you see the V-safe data, realize that's not the full numbers. I calculated the full numbers. I'm one of the few who does it. That is still a sample size. It's a big sample size. It's a 10 million person sample size. But I believe the amount of people who were vaccinated was 262 million. So that's still a sliver of how many people were vaccinated. 10 million people vaccinated is a sliver of the amount of Americans that were vaccinated. So you have to do the calculations to get the real numbers, which I did for you. You can go back and look at that. All right, here's some of the major victories besides that. Now we have this. We have that the Florida Surgeon General, this is official government, state government now. The Florida Surgeon General, massive victory for us, issues warning for the mRNA coronavirus vaccines. Here is a headline, and I'm going to give you more. Fox News even covered this, so don't worry, this is real. But here's Resist the Mainstream. Here's their headline. Florida Surgeon General issues warning for mRNA coronaviruses vaccines. Florida will not be silent on the truth. And basically, they cite how the Surgeon General in Florida says that this analyst found that there is an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39-year-olds within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. 84% increase in death. That's the warning from the Surgeon General of Florida. And they're going to try to censor that. But I thought when it's the government giving out data, I thought, well, that's it. You have to obey that. It's be all end all. But I do give government data. Isn't that interesting? I give CDC data. VSafe is CDC data. So anyone that says, Ben, your data is a bunch of crap about the millions and millions of people. Well, that's VSafe. That's the CDC. So then you're saying the CDC is a bunch of crap and you shouldn't listen to them because it's their data, not mine. You think I went around collecting data? Where am I getting this data from? It's the same thing with the Surgeon General. I'm giving you, again, Florida Surgeon General saying this. It's not me saying this. This is the government telling you this. It's just I report it. So people act like the government never has reported the awful, awful statistics that have gone out there, but they actually have. It's just it's suppressed. And the mainstream media like CNN, who is probably criminally liable for lying to you, knowing that this stuff was actually the truth, told you the exact opposite. They told you a lie. And they have to continue with the lie. They're not going to tell you, yeah, we helped kill your grandma. Yeah, we helped kill your brother-in-law. Yeah, we helped kill your cousin. Or yeah, we helped give them an adverse event or have something, a disability that's permanent forevermore because of the vaccine. Yeah, we did that to you. And we lied to you on purpose for money or for we think the population's too much or we just blindly follow evil people. Whatever their motive is, they're not going to wink, wink and say, yeah, that was us. With a smile. You think they're going to do that? No, they're going to say, I'm a liar, but they can't. They can't even say that. That's what's interesting. Notice, they can't say that I'm a liar. They can't do that. They have to say, we're going to censor him for disinformation. Not untruthful information. Disinformation. Information that disses us, that makes us look bad. This is information that exposes us as evil, 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 pure evil people who lied and got people killed. And since we don't like that he exposes us as people who get people killed, and we told you to go do something that harmed you, we're going to censor it. We're not going to say he's a liar because he's telling 100% the truth, but we'll say it's disinformation. Whenever they say disinformation, that means it's the truth and it disses us. Always remember that. Disinformation means truthful information that disses us and makes us look bad. Always. Always. It never doesn't. All right. Besides that article, let me give you Alex Jones, who talked about this whole thing on InfoWars, and when he saw this information about the Florida Surgeon General, he recognized how huge it is. And understand, the mainstream media knows how huge it is, and big tech does too. That's why they're keeping it on the down low and are censoring it and not allowing it to spread. They keep it down. Remember, they use shadow banning and they turn it down. So when you start sharing it, people don't really see it. Only your closest people see it. And then you think everyone's seeing it, but they're not. That's how they do it a lot of times. Or they just flat out ban you. Here's Alex Jones.
When I saw this yesterday, this is broke on Friday and it's getting suppressed everywhere, I just jumped for joy. I got tears in my eyes and just knew my gut was right about the Santas. Because believe me, you don't do stuff like this unless you have got understanding of what's happening and you know how dangerous it is and you've got a will to take on evil. I mean, I'm getting tears in my eyes right now. I mean, this is total, you want bona fide proof in the pudding? You want to know DeSantis is for real? Baby, this is it.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it there because they put up there a article that says breaking Twitter censors Florida Surgeon General for his guidance to men ages 18 to 39. I thought when the government puts it up and that's official government guidance, anyone who disagrees with that guidance and censors that guidance, they're evil. Well, Twitter then is evil because they're censoring it. But why is Twitter censoring it? See, it proves Twitter is a bunch of criminals that work there that got a whole bunch of people killed. There is blood all over Twitter's hands, and it's your relative's blood. All over Twitter's hands for censoring when we tried to give that information so people did not end up getting harmed by these vaccines. Twitter censored it. And now that it is official, that it is undeniable, scientifically proven that we were right. And now we have even Surgeon General's state government and CDC data proving we were right. Twitter continues to censor because they know they have blood on their hands. And this proves it. The fact that they censor it proves, oh yeah, Twitter knows. They're nasty, sick pigs with blood on their hands that work at Twitter. That's what they are. That's what they are. That's why they censor it. If they censor this, if someone tries to share this and they censor it, they're just proving how evil they are. That's all it is. And it doesn't matter. They think, oh, you can't do anything to us. And we're essentially, we have the power. And they'll mock someone like me. I've got news for them. When I call you nasty, sick, evil people with blood on your hands, I'm saying that God is seeing that. And I'm telling on you to God. I don't have to. God already knows. But I'm letting you know, I pray right now openly. I'm openly praying. God judges you or you repent. You better repent right now. You better turn away from your evil ways, or I pray God holds you accountable. And I've tattletaled in my prayers to you, to God, and he's coming for you. He's coming for you. And if you laugh at me and don't repent, good luck, because God's real. And that blood is going to be stained all over you. And it's the wrong blood. You want Jesus's blood to cover you so that you are found innocent and he had pays for your sins. And you have that opportunity. But most of you, your heart is so hardened that when you hear this, I know it shakes you to your core. The Christians don't do this enough. Put the fear of God in them. That's true. Jesus is real. What he did is real. And their rejection of him is real. And they know there's a real God. That's why they know to hate him. They hate Christians because they know Christians stand for the real God. You can't hate a fake God. I don't hate fake gods. I don't even care about them. They're fake. They put time and energy to hate the Christian God, proving they know he's real. And so it also proves they're scared to death of him. This is why they want people like me silenced, because I scare the crap out of them when I remind them, oh yeah, you're not getting away with jack squat. You can have the entire, well, remember the New American. See, I should be plugging it. Go to the New American. Subscribe. Anyways, I scare the crap out of them, reminding them that, yeah, the Justice Department may have their back because it's corrupt. The FBI may have their back and they'll never see a day in jail, but they're going to see a day of torment in hell if they don't repent. And I'm reminding them that they've gotten away with nothing. Every single sin they've done regarding this has been written down, and they will pay the price every second of their evil. The price will be paid by them unless they repent and turn away. And they can't fake repent. They can't trick God. Just so they know. Now back to Alex Jones. It's been I went off on a tangent, but I think some of you are like, good, because people, they need to hear it. And if they see this, they need to hear it. They need to know the truth. Back to Alex Jones.
And so, Florida Surgeon General, COVID mRNA vaccine causes an 84% increase in death. Yeah, that is Royal Flush, Grand Slam, Super Bowl victory. Woo! Man, I mean, this is good. Stay with us.
Huge victory. I've always thought we would have huge victories in the vaccine, in exposing it so that the whole world would know. The problem is, I've also believed that when we expose how awful the vaccine is, we are condemning America to the whole world of what the evil pharmaceutical companies and our government pushing it did to the whole world. And it's actually, the exposing is a condemnation of America. And it is making God condemn America even more so. So it is a victory, and I've always believed it, but I also, the reason why I believed we'd always expose it is it's part of exposing, holy cow, what has happened to America. Why did America do this evil to the world? So it's part of that. And that's why I've always believed, yeah, we'll actually win in this front. We'll expose it. But that doesn't mean that this makes God happy with what has happened, because these people aren't repenting. They're continuing to do it, and they're continuing to push it on the world, even though we've exposed them. We have completely exposed it. We have completely won. We have game, set, matched them with the V-safe data. That's game, set, match, over, we win. We've won. I'm not kidding, but they'll never admit this. It's like the football game is over and they're saying, still the fourth quarter and we're going to win. And no matter, it'll be 3 years later and they'll say, no, we're still playing the football game. Like, the game's over. We already won. But they'll never admit the game is ever over. Never. They can't, because they'll go to prison if they do. All right. Let me give you that second victory. The second victory that has occurred. It's more than I've given you more than two victories, actually, but the second victory that this show is based on. The Health Ranger Report, Mike Adams, talking about a groundbreaking lawsuit filed against Peter Daszak and Ralph Baric over the SARS-CoV-2 gain-of-function research. We know that they did this research in North Carolina and the Wuhan lab, and this is awesome. This is what we need. I said the Pfizer may have protection from lawsuits, but not everyone does. This is what needs to be happening.
All right, big breaking news, bombshell news here on Friday, October 7th, 2022. This is Mike Adams. Welcome to the Situation Update. I'm interrupting myself. I've already recorded the whole intro to this, I mean, like 45 minutes of this podcast, and then I got this news. And so I'm breaking in on my own thing here, and I'm putting this right at the beginning. Here it is. Attorney Thomas Renz has just filed what looks to be a $1 billion lawsuit against Ralph Baric, who I believe is at the University of North Carolina, and also Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance. It's been filed in New York, Rockland County Clerk filing. It alleges that the defendants were responsible for the injury and or death of the plaintiffs due to their creation and subsequent release of SARS-CoV-2 from the Wuhan laboratories in China. This is a massive lawsuit. And when I say massive, I mean in terms of the massive amount of documentation that it contains. And I want to go through just a little bit. It's filed on behalf of at least one person who is deceased, and then also Geraldine Finn as executor of the estate of James Finn, also deceased. So I guess it's two deceased people. And it is filed against EcoHealth Alliance, Inc., Peter Daszak, Janet D. Cottingham, also known as Janet Daszak, Ralph Baric, W. Ian Lipkin, L-I-P-K-I-N, and John and Jane Doe's 1 through 1,000, which I assume would be named in discovery.
Folks, this is huge stuff, and eventually foreign governments aren't going to ignore all this stuff. And the more we can bring out, we force them to release stuff through court orders. We force them to release V-safe data. We force them to release the Pfizer documents. Foreign countries can't ignore this. They're going to look at this and say, oh my gosh, what the heck did America do? That's what's going to happen, guaranteed. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.